News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
A little bit of consensus in a lot of the newspapers this morning on housing completions and the fact that, I mean, I don't think it's fair to say that the books were being cooked, but certainly they were inaccurate. And you'd wonder as to how they became so inaccurate. The headlines read, a third of houses built since 2011 don't exist. That's on The Examiner, The Irish Independent. Phantom homes inflate new house bills by 30,000. Front of The Irish Times, number of new home completions overstated by up to 60%.
But the metric they were using, Jonathan, this is what I see in the Indaw this morning, story by Kevin Doyle, properties counted as new homes include halting sites, mobile homes, retirement homes and holiday villages and even farm buildings.
Yeah, they were using electricity connections as the theory, but obviously a lot of things get connected to the electric grid that shouldn't be there. Eoin Ó Briain is Sinn Féin's spokesperson on housing. He is in Belfast ahead of that party's Ardesh, which begins later today. Eoin Ó Briain, good morning.
Good morning to you.
You have been calling for a long time for Eoin Murphy to address this. Are you still calling for him to stand down over all of this?
Well, first of all, let me deal with the figures. It's a very welcome development that the CSO have undertaken this piece of work, and it's a tribute to a small number of people who very doggedly raised the issue over the last number of years. Lorcan Sturr from DIT, Orla Hegarty from UCD, and Mel Reynolds, a private practicing architect. They actually put it on the agenda some 2 to 2.5 years ago, and they forced opposition politicians, the media, and eventually government to take note. And what is startling is the level of underestimation. 1 in 3 homes estimated to be built by government since 2011 weren't built at all. It is important we have accurate data because that does give us a sense of whether progress is being made or not on the housing front. And what I will say is, while the CSO figure of 14,448 new dwellings delivered last year is important, the CSO data doesn't and can't include the buildings, the homes lost to the housing system, but we have other independent research that shows somewhere between 4,000 and 7,000 houses drop out of our housing system each year. People die, people move out, etc. And that means the net new housing figure is less than what's there. But this is really good data and pretty
well. Well, now, the point is the government were peddling a different figure and they have been caught out by that. Should the minister carry the responsibility for that?
Well, if the minister is to be held responsible, I think it's for much, much bigger problems in our housing system, such as the rising levels of homelessness. And the glacial pace of social housing and the fact that no affordable homes have been delivered, they're obviously the crucial issues that are affecting people's lives. We've long said we have no confidence in them as a party, and we are seriously considering the issue of a motion of no confidence before the end of this stall term.
So you're seriously considering a motion of no confidence, but what does that mean? I mean, what else has to happen for you to actually do that?
Well, tabling a motion of no confidence is obviously a very serious thing. If you do it, you can only do it once every 6-month period. So we want to make sure that if we table such a motion, we do it at the right time.
By that, you mean that Fianna Fáil will support you in it?
Well, by that, obviously, if you table it, you want to get a cross-party support across the door. So that's absolutely the case. Although Fianna Fáil support wouldn't be the deciding factor for us. But I also have to say there are a number of other crucial issues we want to raise in the limited amount of private members' time before we have the end of the term. Obviously, we have the developments in the news from yesterday of the escalating hospital waiting list crisis. So the challenge for us, just in terms of a party with limited PMB time, is which of those crises we raise and that's just a matter we have to work our way through.
If you decide to table a motion and it does indeed pull down the government, it pulls everything down, including the abortion legislation, which your party fought considerably hard for to get the referendum over the line. And is that something that will factor into your consideration?
Well, obviously, look, all of those things are things you consider. But what I'd say is this. When you table a motion of no confidence in an individual minister, your intention is not to bring the government down. Your intention is to highlight that a minister with a specific portfolio isn't or can't do their job properly. It would be the government who would cause an election in such a circumstance by standing by a minister who, in our view, and I think in the view of most independent-minded people out there, simply is not delivering.
Well, Fine Gael are saying, and Owen Murphy was very critical of your party yesterday, because you had a poster that said the housing crisis isn't getting worse, don't blame me, it's just Murphy's law. And Owen Murphy responded by saying that while the government was making progress, Sinn Féin was doing nothing more than making posters.
I know, and Owen is a great man for the soundbite and the hard hat tweet photo. But what that billboard was doing was actually highlighting the government's record. It was telling people, for example, that pensioner homelessness is up over 30%, child homelessness is up over 27% since he became minister, zero affordable homes have been delivered, social housing delivery is glacial, and the cost of renting and the cost of buying a home continues to spiral upwards. Now, I make no apology for doing my job as an opposition spokesperson, holding the government to account and highlighting his failure over 12 months. And for the minister to say they're delivering is quite astounding, because even if you look at the CSO figures, the level of new house construction is way, way below what is required. But also what's important is this: just because new homes are delivered doesn't mean they're affordable. And what we need is not just new homes, but homes that are affordable for people, particularly working families.
There's nobody listening.
That's not happening.
Yeah, there's nobody listening who's disagreeing with you, Owen O'Brien. But on the politics of this, Sinn Féin is not going to try and bring down the government, because Leo Varadkar has made it clear that if you bring down Murphy, you trigger an election.
Can I say this? That wouldn't prevent us from tabling a motion of no confidence, but we would be very clear in doing so, in saying that what we're saying is that this minister is not capable, is not competent, is not making things better and should go. If Leo Varadkar wants to bring down the government and fight an election on that basis, that's his call. I mean, that's a decision he will make.
Sinn Féin will have to live with that then, and see all the legislation fall behind it, including the abortion legislation. That will be down to you then.
That would be down to the Taoiseach for forcing an election. And that's something that very clearly he's trying to suggest would rest elsewhere with his comments yesterday. But everybody knows, and this happened with Francis Fitzgerald, for example. Francis Fitzgerald was in far less hot water in some respects than Owen Murphy is at present. Leo Varadkar was huffing and puffing and saying that this would force an election. And of course, ultimately, he climbed down.
Are you not huffing and puffing as well, though, Owen O'Brien? Is that not what's happening here?
No, genuinely not. We're doing what our job is, which is to hold the minister to account, highlight his record. And keep in mind, we don't have private member time each week. We have a limited amount of private member time. But we're indicating very clearly that this is one of the kind of priority items for us. But what we're also saying is, and this is an important point, not only is this minister not doing his job, but the policy underpinning government action on housing is absolutely failing. And what we're also trying to do, and part of the purpose of our campaigning and our public commentary on this, is make the government realise in the run-up to budget, housing policy has to dramatically change.
Okay.
We need to see more than a doubling of capital investment in social affordable housing. We need to see emergency legislation to stop families and individuals becoming homeless. We need to see the right to housing enshrined in our constitution. And even if a minister has changed, and we saw this from Coveney to Murphy, if you continue with the same failed housing policy, unfortunately, adult children and pensioners continue to go homeless and spend intolerable lengths of time in emergency accommodation.
What about this point that we were making earlier, that amid all that's going on in the cervical check scandal, we've got this housing issue where the figures were wrong. How much blame, I know you're keen for a ministerial scalp, such as the nature of politics, but how much blame do we have to attach to the civil service in all of this? That we seem to have a civil service that is consistently getting things wrong, that mistakes are not being addressed, that backsides are being guarded and the reality not being dealt with. Do we have a problem with the civil service?
Well, the first thing is I don't blame the civil service for this in terms of the housing figures at all. If you look at what the Department of Housing did historically, they would publish figures about ESB connections. And when you looked on their website, it would say very clearly these were ESB connections. It was politicians and ministers on the floor of the Dáil who then said that equated new house completions when clearly it didn't. And the reason why we blame the minister is because the minister is the person who decides whether or not a new data set is required. And Simon Coveney, when he was the minister, when this was continually highlighted to him, simply rejected it. Owen Murphy, it was only when the pressure got so great, when universally everybody was saying this is becoming acceptable.
Okay, so everything is good in the civil service then?
I'm not saying that, but what bothers me sometimes is when government and ministers are at fault for the things they do or they don't do, they like to see the rest of us blame the civil service because that gets them off the hook.
Okay.
The minister is ultimately the person in charge, and therefore the minister is ultimately the person that's accountable. If there are problems in the civil service, and I'm sure there are, they are matters that need to be dealt with. But
But let me say this. It's not the civil service fault, for example, that we don't have any affordable homes delivered in the last 2 years. It's not their fault that we have 10,000 adults and children in emergency accommodation. And it's not their fault that the level of bureaucracy and the slow pace of social housing means that we still have 80,000 people on social housing waiting list, 80,000 households. So their political responsibilities and politicians and ministers need to be held account where they're clearly failing.
Eoghan Ó Briain of Sinn Féin, the party spokesperson on housing, thank you very much for that.